Craig Twister Stewart wasn't the first Kansas musician to play with Frank Zappa. The most popular incarnation of Zappa's Mothers of Invention featured drummer Jimmy Carl Black.
Hi, boys and girls. I'm Jimmy Carl Black. I'm the Indian of the group.
Who'd worked as a gas station attendant in the Air Capital after leaving the Air Force. Mothers saxophonist James Motorhead Sherwood was born in Ark City, though he called California home for much of his life. Stewart says that Zappa's Kansas connections, though loose, made their impressions upon him, thanks in part to FM radio.
If I took the word rock and put equal, I'd put Jimi Hendrix. Frank, it would be FM equal Frank Zappa. It's the music you couldn't hear anywhere else. Nowhere else.
What's there to live for? Who needs the Peace Corps?
And so Frank had that Jimmy Carl Black connection. Then you had...
Who could imagine that they would freak out somewhere in Kansas.
You know, big news to your ears. So I liked Frank for that. But I wasn't really a Frank connoisseur.
That was until Stewart came face-to-face with Zappa in a Wichita club back in the early 1970s.
He'd gone to the Fireside West, and he'd gone to a couple other places, and he said, well, is there anywhere where people are playing something a little more avant-garde? And they said, well, there's a group called Bliss, and so he made it there. We finished playing, and all of a sudden I heard, Craig, there's Frank Zappa. So I went over and shook hands with him, and he said, I'm going to go up and play. Would you come up and play a tune with me? Oh, yeah, you know, wonderful. So we go up, and he said, I'm going to get you out to Los Angeles for an audition. And I said, oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, okay, maybe he means it right now, but that it isn't going to happen, but I hope it happens.
Zappa made good on his promise, and soon Stewart was walking into an audition and encountering renowned French jazz violinist Jean-Luc Ponty.
Man, I walk in there, and he's up there by himself, and he's got his loop machine and distortion and Jimi Hendrix violin. I mean, killing it. And I went up to him, and I said, man, that was fantastic. And he goes in a real heavy French accent with, you know, thank you, and I knew a little bit, and I said, je suis désolé, parlez un peu français. And he got the biggest kick out of that. And, you know, we just hit it off.
Also in that lineup of Zappa's band were Chester Thompson, who'd go on to play drums with Genesis, keyboardist George Duke, percussion virtuoso Ruth Underwood, and her then-husband Ian. Also on board, drummer Ralph Humphrey and bassist Tom Fowler. It was the lineup at the core of records such as One Size Fits All, Roxy and Elsewhere, Apostrophe, and Overnight Sensation. In short, classic Zappa. But there wasn't a lot of room for harmonica in the music, and Stewart struggled to find his place. After several days of performing with the ensemble, Stewart and Zappa had a quick conversation.
Frank, after the third day, he called me over and he said, well, Twist, what do you think? And I said, well, Frank, I think I need to go home. And he kind of went back and he said, good heavens, I've never heard anybody say that to me before. And I said, come on, you know. And he goes, well, don't think of this as a failure. You go home and you practice and you work on it. And when I say play this here, play that there, you get your ear developed to where you can do that.
Stewart returned to Kansas, gigged around the state regularly, and in 1979 was invited to play on what would become one of Zappa's most popular albums, Joe's Garage.
It wasn't very large. There was just enough room to cram the drums in the corner.
Finding his place in the music that time out, Stewart says, was easier.
I got there a little later than others. Okay, they'd been there about 3 or 4 days, so I didn't know any of the material, anything. I'd never heard any of this. But I know what... I was struggling with that harmonic a little bit, and Frank said, "You're overblowing and you're a little flat." And I said, "Yeah, you know, maybe we'll get this thing loosened up." And so then the second time we did it and finished. And when we came into the studio, Frank kind of leaned back, and I don't know if he's smoking or not. And he's in front of the board there, and he goes, "That was good." And he said, "We got it." And he turned to me and he said, "Oh, by the way, not a bad harp solo."
The Frank Zappa documentary, Eat That Question, plays in Wichita this week as part of the Tallgrass Film Festival. For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin.